Maureen Dillon Teasdale from the Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Jen Young. And Jen owns Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center, located at 1730 Wellington Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. Also, the Blue Seal Boutique, and you're responsible for the Pet Connection.
I am.
So, welcome, Jen. Now, 2 weeks ago, there was a fire at Blue Seal on Wellington Street, destroyed the grooming room. Would you like to let our listeners know exactly kind of what happened? And
well, it's still a huge nightmare to me. It's been weeks and it still feels like it was yesterday. But they say, the firemen and the inspectors say, and you can see obviously where it started, was where I had a air circulating fan. The fan was there only, there wasn't anything special about it. It was just a regular old tower fan that anybody can buy that circulates the air. In the back of the grooming room is where I have my air purifier. That's a big machine that gets rid of germs and viruses and bacteria for everybody. And that one just helped circulate it to the front of the room, to the cats that lived in the cat house in the front of the room.
Okay.
So it's looking like it shorted out somehow, and that's what started it.
Okay, so it was actually the air purifier then?
Nope, it was the fan that was
the
middle of the room. Yeah,
okay.
Just the tower fan.
Okay, so the Pet Connection, now the cats were in the room, right?
Yep, that was their home.
Okay, and I know one of the things you've always said is that you'd never have animals without somebody in the building, so, you know.
Never. It's been a big thing of mine from the very beginning. That's why I actually even decided to bite the bullet and buy the store, because I felt safe, because I had my son and his girlfriend Shannon that lived upstairs. I would never have live animals in a building that's unattended when somebody's not here. I just would never. And this actually just is exactly why I would never. If Shannon hadn't lived upstairs, if she hadn't happened to wake up and smell a hint of smoke, the building would have gone entirely. This is an old, old building.
It would have, definitely. So definitely you're right about that, and definitely Shannon definitely saved the day.
She's my hero. She's all of our hero. We tell her every day, but she's so shy and modest, my Shannon, that she'll just blush. But I don't know how to make sure that she knows just how crucial she is to us.
Oh, definitely a wonderful young couple, your son Cody and his girlfriend Shannon. So there was a fire that was weeks ago. Now, a lot of the cats suffered from smoke inhalation.
Yep.
You lost
everybody.
Two of the lovebirds, and you lost two of the cats. There's one cat still missing, but all the rest survived.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely a miracle. When you look at the room, you can still see it. I lost Skunk, who was immediate. He was right there. He lived behind that fan.
Okay.
Unfortunately, so he died. But the firemen got here so fast. Shannon noticed this so quickly. And they got here within 7 minutes, I'd say.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it took me 10 minutes to get here from my home, and they were already here.
Amazing.
And in action when I pulled in. So it's amazing how quickly they got here. The Sherbrooke police, there was two women firefighters, police officers who were here on the scene even before the firemen. It was all of it. All of it combined is the reason why 35 cats are still alive. And my puppies lived right beside Skunk. And their cage was actually melted to Skunk's cage. You can see their bed was half burnt. The firefighters stopped this fire before it got to them, before it got to everybody else. It was... it's a miracle. It's unbelievable how quickly it was handled and saved so many of my guys. And thank God, because I've been a wreck for weeks because I lost my Skunk and my Lola and my lovebirds. I don't think I would be able to... I don't know what... Anyway, I can't even think that way anymore. It just still cripples me. So
mm-hmm.
I'm lucky. We're all very, very, very lucky.
Amazing team.
Yep, very lucky.
So one cat is still missing, and you're still looking for her. Hopefully she did get out, and he's in some kind of safe environment. Now, you're up and running again for the store itself. You can get food there and supplies, and the boarding and daycare, that's up and running.
Yeah, that was a really great thing, actually, I did see from all of this tragedy, is my dogs are very, very protected. They are in a very protected section of the building. You know, their walls are cement. The ceiling is cement. Even if this entire building had gone into flames, my dog still would have been okay. That's a big comfort for me, too. They were all great. They were a little scared. They got a little rattled because at 12:30, the firemen had to break out as many windows as they could in the building to get the smoke out. So that's all that happened with them. They were sound asleep and in their regular routine, and then the windows were broken in. But they had very little smoke even downstairs, so they were fine.
That's definitely amazing, too. And you were saying that the smoke alarms didn't go off.
No, I have one in my office, didn't go off, but that's because of the way this fire happened.
Okay.
It was so sneaky. It was confined in that room. I have a big, heavy door on that room for a reason. It's really, really hard to make sure that even though people were coming into the store, they didn't have to smell any smell from my animals that I was saving. That door was big and heavy and made so that smells would stay in that room. So when Shannon woke up, their apartment is directly on top of where the fire was. So when she happened to wake up and smell just a hint of fire, that was because it was just barely seeping through into her apartment, into nooks and crannies. When she got out into her kitchen, she saw a glimpse of smoke, and then she opened her cupboard because the smell seemed to be coming from her cupboard, and she really thought it was just her own heaters that were, you know, she had a little bit of fur, you know, when your heaters kick in, you get that smell. And she really thought it was that. So she opened up her cupboard, and that's when all this black smoke came out to her. So she immediately, right away, called 911. And then on her way downstairs to see where the heck is this coming from, she had called us. So when she got down here, when she came into the store, she didn't even know exactly where it was coming from. The smoke was not like it was in her cupboard down in my store. She ran behind the cash to see if it was behind there. She ran over into my office to see if it was in there. And then when she came back by the grooming room, and we see it on surveillance, she went to open the door, and as she did, this huge black smoke of puff of heat and smoke just threw her backwards.
Amazing.
And that's, she could not have even stepped into that room. She would have been intoxicated by the smoke. She could not have. But within 4 minutes of her being downstairs, the cops arrived on site. And they began immediately. They opened my cat house door. The cats that live in the front of the grooming room, those cats we could see through the window. So they were, you know, the ones, my guys that were ready for adoption so that everybody could look at them. But, so the police opened their door so that they could all run out to safety.
Excellent.
That's when
definitely.
Wilma left those taken off. I don't know how, I don't know why she would. Still very much upsets me. I don't know. I did all of them, you know. But I pray to God she's going to come home soon, too.
The grooming. What's the future of the grooming?
I'm not sure. I had just finished today. I hadn't even started going through all of my blades and my clippers and stuff like that. I did it this afternoon. But I'm not sure, because right now everything is waiting on something else. The room has not even been touched. The insurances haven't come and started to empty it out at all. My girls do a good job of keeping the smell at a minimum, because until all of that entire room, the gyprock, the wood, all of it, until that's removed, we're always going to smell that fire smell. So that hasn't been touched. One, I cannot myself go back into that room. I've had it blessed by friends of mine. It's been blessed. But I just can't do it. I can't do it. So, Terry Winslow, who I bought the business from, he has his own business in the back of the building where he has a lab. And he's agreed to switch places with me. So he's going to put his lab in that room. which will be good because then it can be separated from my business too, and there's a side door so people could go in the side door for his customers.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and then we'll go into the back. For now, everything is just temporary because it's got to be cleaned out, it's got to be reconstructed before Terry can move in, and then I've got to reconstruct completely the other place for what I would need it to be. So right now, everything, I don't know how long it's going to take. My plan is to turn my entire office into a giant cat house.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want for them. I want them to have even bigger space. I want them to have an even better home now. If this has to happen, I want them to be even better.
But that's amazing. So much smoke inhalation. You said they were being carried out by the firemen. And some of them were full of the smoke. They were, unconscious, I guess? Or?
Yeah, all of them were black.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nightmare for me. They were coming to me one after another after another. There was more firefighters here than I could count. And the firefighters were just bringing them all to me, and they'd tell me, you know, this one's not doing well. This one's not awake. This one is not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they were so good. And they were carrying my cats like they were human babies. It was absolutely amazing. I can't thank them enough. I wish I could. But they were all coming out black. I didn't know who was who. I literally would have to hold them and wipe their faces to look at them to figure out who was who. All of them were coming out vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
I owe the female police officers an air freshener at least. Because before I got here, the first two cats that came out of the building, they put in their police car. And everybody was vomiting. So their car was a little messy. So I'm going to send them a thank you. Good thing I have Yankee Candle air fresheners. We know they're good. So I'm going to send them that. But everybody was vomiting. Numerous of them were actually unconscious or so in shock that they were barely breathing and not moving. I'd have to just hold them and pat them until I could feel them breathing again, and then I'd know that they were coming back when they would start breathing like a normal cat stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
A lot of them, when they came out, were barely breathing. I didn't know if they were breathing at all.
That's a lot to take in for you.
It was. I still can't close my eyes without seeing it.
Yeah. How are they all doing? Are they all out of the woods now?
Everybody's doing great. Everybody's doing really, really great. I still have Cuteness and Nickel. Nickel was one of the five. After the fire was out, they closed that room, and nobody was allowed in until the inspector came. That was about an hour, at least an hour. I don't know, time escaped me, but it was at least an hour that the door was closed, and I was told there's no cats left alive in the room. So at that point, I was just going crazy, trying to figure out, okay, who was out? Who was out? Where is she? Where is he? Where are they? And my black cats that are already black, you know, I couldn't tell which one was who. The SPA was a huge help to me. The police officer told me we contacted the SPA, they're on their way. And I said, well, no, nobody's leaving me. I didn't quite know why they were being called. So I said, no, I'm fine. I'm going to take care of them myself. But then she said, no, it's the law. We have to call them because there's police. And when they came, Ruben, their inspector, just looked at me and he goes, what do you need me to do? Whatever you need me to do. And the first six that they had brought to me were the ones that I had the hardest time to revive.
Okay.
So I was very, very worried about them. So I looked at them and I said, can you please get, because this was 2:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my vets weren't open. I couldn't even think of my vet's phone number. I have every single one of their cell phone numbers, but as if I had no idea what was going on in my head. So I asked him, please, can you please get them to the vet? And my old guy, my old Cocker Spaniel Blackie that we saved numerous months ago, he's old, and it scared me. And he did. He loaded them up, and he brought them immediately and got them to the vet. So they were a huge help, big help to me. I really appreciate that. And then the next day I went and picked everybody up and brought them back up to my vet.
That's amazing, all the help that you got from the police, from the SPA, from the firefighters. from your family?
Fit together so perfectly, and it's the only reason why I am not in complete shambles.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering, how are you doing? A little bit better?
I think, honestly, my drive is to find Wilma. Mm-hmm. She's part of this family. I know that she's out there, because she could be. She could still very well be hiding in this building somewhere. It's a huge building.
Mm-hmm.
And she could be hiding here and sneaking out, or, you know, she could be. I know that she's not dead in this building,
mm-hmm.
because every single day I make sure that I don't smell something that would tell me that's the case.
Okay.
If she's in this building still, she's alive. I've searched and searched and double searched the grounds around this place, over and under. There has been no rock left unturned. I've been live trapping every single day for the past 2 weeks. She's not anywhere near the building and dead, or I'd have found her body. So she's alive somewhere, and I just hope somebody spots her and contacts me, or, you know, is able to get their hands on, because everybody else came out in total shock and fear and sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to hold them and comfort them and bring them back. I never got to do that with her. If she bolted from the building, which I still find weird, but if she did, she left in fear, and she's still going to be in it until I can get her and reassure her and, you know,
mm-hmm.
bring her back to what she is. And she must still be very stained from the smoke. I don't believe she could have run far, because nobody could breathe properly when they got out. So I think she's around. I really do, and I hope somebody finds her.
I'm sure she'll turn up.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. The Pet Connection, how long have you been doing it?
Oh, gosh. I'd say I came here to be the manager of all of the services here
mm-hmm.
in 2009.
Okay.
It was shortly after that I started saving animals. So I believe it started a couple months after I even got here.
Okay.
So I guess 7 years.
Wow, that's a long time. The Pet Connection, what would you term it as? It's not a shelter. Is it a refuge? Or?
It's a rescue.
Rescue, okay.
What we do is every single one of these guys, you know, they were somewhere to be put to sleep. For one reason or another. Some of them not good reasons. Some of them because they were sick
mm-hmm.
and they had owners that couldn't afford to pay for it. Some of them because they were at a pound for just too long and no one wanted them. All of them, they're supposed to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's one, their home, because they deserve to have that. And I try and make it their home, really. Until they find their forever home. So, it's a rescue. We're not a shelter. I don't take in animals, you know, that people just
mm-hmm.
don't want anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that. These are animals that would be dead if we didn't take them in.
Okay. Now, I saw a sign on your board outside. 1,000?
The animals, over 1,000. Yeah, I'd stopped counting years ago. How many it's... how we've helped makes no difference to me. It's not why we do it. I was like, I think it was 3 years ago, I stopped counting. That's why I've always said, oh yeah, we've helped over 600.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of assumed it was about that much, but I didn't really know because it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's keeping track. Who cares? That's not the objective. But then after all this went on, it was my sons actually that had mentioned, you know, Mom, it'd be nice to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gosh, I don't even think we could do an exact count, because before we really started doing it, you know, I was saving animals, getting them fixed, and just finding them homes. There were no contracts. There were no, you know, like there is now. It was just, oh, here, I'll help you, and I'll find you a new home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there were so many events.
Mm-hmm.
I don't keep contracts for my wild animals. Not that, you know, people should go out and save wild animals. We understand that. But there might be quite a few squirrels in my backyard that were supposed to be dead, you know, and raccoons and skunks and even deer. So there's all of them. There's the wild ones, the wild cats that I fix and get their shots, but then let them go because being in captivity is going to do nothing but make them sick,
mm-hmm.
and they'll never be okay to be a pet, you know. So there's all of them too, but I had a friend of mine that was in here, and she had offered to count them all on my contracts. These contracts only started in 2011.
Okay.
So she counted them all. And between them and the notes that I had kept from 2009-2010, there was 960. And then it's easy to say that there's been at least 40 wild animals and strays over the 7 years.
It's amazing. So it comes down to almost 200 a year.
It's about, that's the average.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And definitely most of them, I guess, have all found good homes.
Yeah, a lot of them are still in homes from the very beginning, which is great. It is amazing. Sometimes it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's understandable. That's the case with all of animals. Life changes. Things change. Sometimes it doesn't work. But the one good thing that I can say about that is everybody signs a legal contract with me. And I take that legal contract seriously. So if it doesn't work out and something happens down the line, they come back to me. So I can make sure that that life that I saved stays saved for the rest of that life.
Exactly. It's so important to have that contract.
It's everything to me. I don't, it's important that I know that they stay happy. It's important. Because, it's a lot more than just bringing them in and then a week later they find a home. Sometimes they're with me for months. Sometimes they're with me for years.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, they're very, very sick. Sometimes they need a lot of work. They all become part of whatever this is, this miraculous thing that has happened between these walls. It's not just me. It's my boys, my husband, my girls that work here, it's the community. It's a huge thing, and it's a giant family.
It is. It's an amazing place. It's more like going to a family's place when you go there, because there's Aslan, the dog, comes out to greet everybody. There's Simba, adorable.
Yeah, and now there's Hope, too. Well, I've decided that Hope is also going to become our store cat to greet people. Simba's not much on coming up and saying hi. Everybody
mm-hmm.
loves to find him so that he gives his little eyes that he always gives.
Mm-hmm.
But Hope is very, hi, I love you. And so Hope is also going to be Simba's store girlfriend.
Okay, well, you've definitely become the pet whisperer over the years. You definitely learned a lot, had a lot of experiences.
Can't tell you how much I've learned. I knew nothing of animals before I came here, nothing.
Mm-hmm, but there was some spark that made you start this. It's amazing.
Yeah, there was.
Now, there's lots of fundraisers coming up, all kinds of different things that the community is definitely...
I don't even know what everybody's doing. I every day I hear of something else that somebody's doing, and I don't know... I'm not very good. Well, I don't. I don't ask for help. I'm kind of bad that way. My children are just like me, too. But, all these people have just offered to help. This has not been asked for. These people that are just offering to help the animals. And because they mean so much to me, these efforts are... I'm just speechless. I don't know how to thank people. I don't think I could ever thank everybody.
Well, all the goodness that you put into the community is coming back to you, I think.
Well, as long as it helps them.
It
feels really, really good to know that there's this many people that care about these guys. They deserve this much caring. They do.
They do. Yeah. Amazing community. I know there's all kinds of bake sales. Tim Brink is having a concert coming up in April. There's a bingo. There's...
I didn't even know Tim was doing that. It doesn't surprise me. Tim's been really, really supportive of all of our animals. He actually had brought quite a few of our animals down to the St. Francis Manor on Sundays.
Okay.
So that, they can visit with the old people. Tim's a great guy.
He is, yeah. Well, that's great. Now, if somebody wants to give a donation... I know that they can go to, Blue Seal, Nutrition.
Yeah, they can go to the website, and there's a PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need any donations right now. When I'm going to need the help is when that room is constructed, and then I need to rebuild for them. The insurance doesn't cover anything for the cats whatsoever. They're only going to give me a certain percentage of everything for my grooming. So when it comes time, I will need help with their cages. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't have little cages. Like, I took their lodging and their housing very, very seriously. These guys all had three-story condos, you
okay.
know.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Those are not cheap, and I wasn't able to save any of them. So when that comes, it's going to be in a month and a half or two, mm-hmm. that's when I'm going to really, really need a hand. Not that I'm asking for it, but everybody obviously wants to help, so that's where I'm going to need help with. For now, we've got everything we need. Temporarily, we're just making ends meet. Everybody's in different temporary housing for
mm-hmm.
now. I don't feel right about it because in my mind it's not big enough for them, but you know what? I'm uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable, we understand that it's okay. We look at each other often and say, okay, it's not for long. We're all right.
Well, the important thing is that they're safe, so the cages
yeah.
and things, they can be replaced, and definitely I'm going to be keeping my ear out for when you do need something, and we'll definitely put a push on that too.
Well, thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jen? And definitely, you're a household name and, you know, a pet whisperer and definitely dedicated. And I saw how religious you were, too.
You know, I don't go to church often, but I've always been very, very religious. My family, my grandmother, my mom instilled that in me, and I believe in God. I believe in angels. And I believe that there was more than one in that room that night with my guys. And I am so grateful that somehow what we do here has the grace of God. Thank goodness.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Jen, and all the best in the future. And if you need anything, let us know.
Oh, I appreciate that. And very quick, thank you to everybody at home, everybody for having us in your prayers, having us in your thoughts, for being behind us. It's incredibly appreciated. All of these animals appreciate it more than you could ever know, and me included.
Well, so thanks.
Thank
thanks, Jen. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye.